What are we drinking these days? Is it safe?
George, do you drink bottled water?
Yes. Quite a bit, as a matter of fact.
Have you investigated the source of it?
Well, it says spring-fed, charcoal-filtered, things like that. Is that okay?
Sometimes that's reassuring, but the problem is that more than half of the bottled water sold in this country is nothing more than municipal tap water. The bottled water companies have caught on to the vast amounts of money that can be made from common tap water. So unless you can really trust the label of the bottled water you use, and I generally look for bottled water that says from a glacier, because generally glacier water is at least 60,000 years old, and unless you have concerns about mammoth droppings, you're not going to have much concern about that water being contaminated.
Okay, now even that water, well, let's say water that would come from a glacier, is it cleaned up? Is it filtered? Is it purified? What do they do with that?
Usually there's a filtration process. The most common, of course, is a carbon-based filtration process, which is what some of the companies that use municipal tap water claim to do. But as I point out in the book, because wastewater treatment plants and water purification plants operated by municipalities can't remove these synthetic chemicals, neither can the bottled water companies that are simply using recycled chemicals from our own bodies and from our own products.
What about products like, you know, beer and soda and things that are, you know, primarily water?
Yes, indeed. Most of the beer that's manufactured in this country is made with municipal tap water. So it's another area that needs to be studied. This is, in terms of target-rich environments, when it comes to what we put on our bodies and in our bodies, and the true source and the true purity, these are all areas that need to be thoroughly investigated, and unfortunately they aren't. There just aren't the resources at the moment, or the free attention on the part of many scientists and medical authorities to be looking at these areas, and that's simply what I'm doing as a journalist. I'm simply raising questions, pointing out flaws in the system, and along the way, talking to experts who have some practical advice about what we can do to protect ourselves.
How accurate are the labels that you read on any of these products?
Yes, good question. There are a few environmental groups that have investigated, for instance, with bottled water, to determine exactly what is accurate and what isn't. And some of that material I give on the website, where people that have a concern about a particular type or brand of water can look it up and get some reliable information, certainly as reliable as we have in the public domain about the contents of chemical contamination in water. And here's another area, a whole other angle on this. Bottled water that is shipped over any distance is quite often shipped, if it comes from overseas, it's shipped on cargo container vessels. The temperature is not controlled. The chemicals used to make plastics flexible in the presence of heat quite often migrate into whatever they contain, whether it's a food or a liquid. And so we have a situation where if we store many of these bottles in very hot garages or hot closets or in a car, if it's sitting in sunlight for any length of time, it gives these chemicals an opportunity to migrate into what we're consuming. So here's a whole other source of contamination, a potential source of contamination for all of us.